Hi, my name is Nora.
Hi, my name is Leah.
Hi, my name is Emily.
Hi, my name is Daphne.
You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
We love it when you listen.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
Hi, I'm Mary.
We work together at the Elmer Library.
For the Elgin County Library, and we are in the Elmer branch. And we are here today. We're going to read, I believe, some stories for you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
This is
Me
my
too.
First time, and I'm really excited.
Me too.
But before we start, I have a few jokes for you, Mary.
Ellen, I love jokes.
Okay. Why did the book go to the doctor?
I don't know.
It had a case of the bookworms.
That is a good one.
That is a good one. Okay, one more. Another library
one more.
Joke. Library humor.
I love it.
To get this started.
I love it. I love it.
Why does the math book in the library feel sad?
Math book feels sad. I don't know.
It had too many problems.
Oh, I should have guessed that one, but that is funny. Thank
Thought
you.
That would be a good way to get this started.
That is funny. That is funny. I like that, Ellen. Thank you.
Very good. So would you like me to begin?
I would love for you to start. What are you reading today?
Well, the first book that I selected is called Mud Puddle by Robert Munsch.
I love Robert Munsch.
And Robert Munsch has written almost 100 books.
100?
Yes. But this is the very first book that he ever had published. Thought it was a good one to read to you today, and I dedicate it to all the children out there who love playing in the mud.
And we've had a lot of rain, so this is very timely.
That's very true. Okay, Mud Puddle.
Here we go.
By Robert Munsch. Julianne's mother bought her clean new clothes. Julianne put on a clean new shirt and buttoned it up the front. She put on clean new pants and buttoned them up the front. Then she walked outside and sat down under the apple tree. Unfortunately, hiding up in the apple tree, there was a mud puddle. It saw Julianne sitting there, and it jumped right on her head. She got completely all over muddy. Even her ears were full of mud. Ugh. Julianne ran inside yelling, "Mummy, Mummy, a mud puddle jumped on me!" Her mother picked her up, took off all her clothes, and dropped her into a tub of water. She scrubbed Julianne till she was red all over. She washed out her eyes, she washed out her ears, she even washed out her mouth. Julianne put on a clean new shirt and buttoned it up the front. She put on clean new pants and buttoned them up the front. Then she looked out the back door. She couldn't see a mud puddle anywhere, so she walked outside and sat down in her sandbox. The sandbox was next to the house, and hiding up on top of the house, there was a mud puddle. It saw Julianne sitting down there, and it jumped right on her head. She got completely all over muddy. Even her nose was full of mud. Julianne ran inside yelling, "Mummy, Mummy, a mud puddle jumped on me!" Julianne's mother picked her up, took off all her clothes, and dropped her into a tub of water. She scrubbed Julianne till she was red all over. She washed out her ears, she washed out her eyes, she washed out her mouth, she even washed out her nose. Julianne put on a clean new shirt and buttoned it up the front. Then she put on clean new pants and buttoned them up the front. Then she had an idea. She reached way back in the closet and got a big yellow raincoat. She put it on and walked outside. There was no mud puddle anywhere, so she yelled, "Hey, mud puddle!" Nothing happened, so she yelled even louder, "Hey, mud puddle!" Julianne was standing in the sunshine in a raincoat, getting very hot. She pulled back her hood. Nothing happened. She took off her raincoat. As soon as she took off her coat, out from behind the doghouse, there came the mud puddle. It ran across the grass and jumped right on Julianne's head. She got completely all over muddy. Julianne ran inside yelling, "Mummy, Mummy, a mud puddle jumped on me!" Her mother picked her up, took off all her clothes, and dropped her into a tub full of water. She scrubbed Julianne till she was red all over. She washed out her ears. She washed out her eyes. She washed out her mouth. She washed out her nose. She even washed out her belly button. Julianne put on a clean new shirt and buttoned it up the front. She put on clean new pants and buttoned them up the front. Then she sat beside the back door. because she was afraid to go outside. Then she had an idea. She reached up to the sink and took a bar of smelly yellow soap. She gave it a smell. Yuck! She took another bar of smelly yellow soap and gave it a smell. Yuck! She put the smelly yellow soap in her pocket. Then she ran out into the middle of the yard and yelled, "Hey, Mud Puddle!" The mud puddle jumped over the fence and ran right toward her. Julianne threw a bar of soap right into the mud puddle's middle. The mud puddle stopped. Julianne threw the other bar of soap right into the mud puddle. The mud puddle said, "Ack! Yuck! Whack!" It ran across the grass, jumped over the fence, and never came back. The end.
Brilliant. I love that story. It's hard not to want to laugh the entire time.
Isn't it true?
What a brilliant author. I absolutely love Robert Munsch.
I do too. It also makes me want to play in the mud a little bit.
Oh, well.
You're never too old to play in the mud.
That's true. It's true. It's true.
So what book do you have for us, Mary?
Well, I thought I would go with the book with no pictures. B.J. Novak is the author.
That's perfect for the radio.
There's no pictures. The book with no pictures, B.J. Novak. This is a book with no pictures. It might seem like no fun to have someone read you a book with no pictures. It probably seems boring and serious. Except, here is how books work. Everything the words say, the person reading the book has to say. No matter what. That's the deal. That's the rule. So that means even if the words say, "Burp," wait, what? That doesn't even mean anything. "Blurf," wait a second, what? This isn't the kind of book I wanted to read, and I have to say every word the book says? Uh-oh. I am a monkey who taught myself to read. Hey, I'm not a monkey. And now I'm reading you this book with my monkey mouth and my monkey voice. That's not true. I am not a monkey. Yes, I am a monkey. Also, I am a robot monkey. Robot monkey? What? And my head is made of blueberry pizza? What? Wait a second. Is this whole book a trick? Can I stop reading? Please, no. And now it's time for me to sing you my favorite song? A song? Do I really have to sing a... "Glug, glug, 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 my face is a bug. I eat ants for breakfast right off the rock." What? What? This book is ridiculous. I can't stop reading yet? No. There are more pages. I have to read the rest? My only friend in the whole wide world is a hippo named Boo Boo Butt. Boo Boo Butt? And also, the kid I'm reading this book to, the best kid ever in the history of the entire world. Oh, really? And this kid is the smartest kid, too, because this kid chose this book even though it had no pictures. Because kids know this is the book that makes grown-ups have to say silly things and make silly sounds. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here it comes. Glur, gawak, arum, adu, brog, brog, off, blaggity, blaggity, blippity, gloppity, gloppity, glippity, bleep, boop, boop, dongy face. Oh, my goodness. Please don't ever make me read this book again. It is so silly. In fact, it's completely and utterly preposterous. Next time, please, 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 please choose a book with pictures. Please? Because this is just ridiculous to read. The end. Mom, I didn't want to say that. Oh, that's the end.
Oh, that was funny. You had me laughing so hard over here. I hope the kids out there were laughing.
But you didn't see any pictures, did you?
Definitely no pictures. You don't need pictures to make a book funny, that's for sure.
Thank you so much, Ellen. I enjoyed this time together reading.
I enjoyed it too.
I hope you did too.
I had a very good time. If you're interested in checking out any of these books from our library, you can ask us at the Elmer Library or any of the other branches in Elgin County, and we can get them for you.
Especially given that in the next month, we're preparing to get our summer reading club going. And our summer reading club is going to be the whole month of July and part of August, where you come out to the libraries, you sign up, and you read, and you get rewarded for it. You get prizes for it. And that's our summer reading club. So that's coming up very, very shortly. Yeah. So stay tuned. Check out our website or just come on into the Elmer Library and we can give you all the information you need for our summer reading club.
Thanks for listening.
This is Check It In, Check It Out. Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kinga by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt krank die, was ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu up. Die upne Stunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.